like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Barry Liss.
And this is It's Movie Time. Barry, so we have most recently Prisoners, but you remember way back to The Virgin Spring.
Yes.
Which was another revenge.
How can I forget that?
And all the way in between with Kill Bill and Carrie and a whole bunch of distinguished revenge films. So today we're talking about Blue Ruin. Director Jeremy Saulnier and the major actor Macon Blair are really kind of unknown. So Barry, does this measure up as a revenge film or is it just another piece of schlock?
I was riveted the whole 90 minutes, and I think the fact that the main character was such an ordinary schnook, so ordinary looking with a puppy dog face, I mean, anti-glamour, anti-hero.
Round and schlubby.
Yeah.
Dwight is already disoriented by the murder of his parents years ago.
Yeah.
And we see him in his Blue Ruin, and that's the name of the film, of a Pontiac, of a 1990s Pontiac.
And that's where he lives.
Yes.
He is reduced to that level, and 20 years ago he had that traumatic tragedy and never recovered. He's obviously a total loser, and then he gets this news from this lady cop who realizes that this is going to be traumatic for him, and she breaks the news to him that the murderer of his parents 20 years ago has just been released.
Yes. And what is so interesting to me about this, what makes it so fascinating and not just like a boilerplate B movie, he, like us, bumbles this whole business.
Yeah.
He's going to get the murderer. Yeah. There's no question about he's going to get his revenge.
Right.
And along the way, there are questions as to whether this fellow really did murder his parents.
Yeah.
Dwight is completely unused to guns.
Yeah.
And the gun lobby is going to love this film, don't you think?
How we all have to be trained.
Yes, the fellow,
prepared.
Right? One of the good old boys from Nebraska is in this. Devin Rattray is in this wonderful job as a kind of big, fat, good boy who's helping Dwight.
Yeah.
You know, he's an outcast.
We can identify with him because he is such an ordinary guy trying to do this horrible revenge.
What do you think about his relationships in the film as we see them? He's so antisocial, but the director has been very careful to let us see parts of him. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
He has a sister and her children, but one senses that the sister is really fed up with him. They have a scene together in a diner. You can see that she loves her brother, presumably, but it's getting to be too much for her to deal with.
She has a line in there about how she would feel differently about him or feel sorry for him if he were crazy.
Yes, right.
Devolves into a Hatfield-McCoy bloodbath.
Yeah.
As someone pointed out, he's not Liam Neeson. Very sharp, prepares everything in his revenge.
Right.
And it's amazing that he's able to do anything to survive.
Yeah.
As we look at him coming out of his Blue Ruin into his ruined life.
Yeah.
But when he has that other family member in his trunk.
Yes. For a long period of time, and the guy is banging and yelling and saying, "Let me out, let me out."
And then he opens up the trunk, and the two of them have a conversation, because Dwight has a gun, and this fellow in the trunk, they have repartee going on between the two of them, and surely Dwight is getting ready to kill him.
Right.
And I thought also that that Ben Gaffney, played by Devin Rattray, whom we had mentioned before from Nebraska, provided a little bit of lightness.
Right. Like they were old friends having a reunion and they could reminisce about old times and they had the yearbook that they were both pictured in.
Yeah. It's very strange. Coen Brothers world where blood is all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's still a little bit of lightness.
And a little bit of humor.
Yes, yes. Barry, because you're my guest, you have to go first.
I give it an A-, because I thought that in its little movie indie way, it was just about right.
If you want to make a thriller the right way, do it this way.
Yeah.
And the grade that I'm going to award is exactly an A-.
We're on the same wavelength.
We are. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.